Email, what a pain that ended up being. You ever had that friend that writes really long emails? You open them up, you feel like you got homework. I can't read this dissertation now. I'm going to keep that as new. I never even read them half the time. I just hit reply, sounds good. Don't write back, ever. It is amazing how email has changed our lives. So you ever get a handwritten letter in the mail? You're like, what the hell? Has someone been kidnapped? Well, I'm not opening it. It's probably filled with anthrax. Email has definitely made sending regular mail a chore. You're like, what, I stuck in an envelope? Now I got to go outside? What, am I a triathlete here? Work, 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 work. I do love how informal email is, but then when I have to write an email to a smart person, I get all tense. Great, now to be sure this is a complete sentence, I guess I'll capitalize a letter or two. That's a symptom of being lazy when you can't quite reach the shift key. They get the idea.
Say hello to the management team, brand new management team over at Festival Hall and Memorial Hall. The company is what, 5K it's called?
Correct.
Okay, 5K. Everybody 5K get close events. To your microphones here because I hear every word you have to say. I don't want to miss any of this. Let's talk to our guest here. Patrick Flynn is here. He is the general manager of 5K. We've got the sales director, Kevin McDougall, and Stacey Van Oot. Oost, there's an S in there, I know it. Van Oost, who's the executive director. So this is the full management team. And you guys just took over the management of Festival Hall, Memorial Hall, when? Just recently, right?
March 6th.
March 6th. So was anything up and running on March 7th?
Pretty quick.
Yes, lots of things.
It doesn't work that fast. I know you got Salmonorama coming up, because we just had the gentleman who's the president of Salmon Unlimited on, and they're all ready for their... It's been years since we had a party there,
right,
at Salmonorama.
No, it's been out on the causeway,
yeah,
behind Reef Point. Yeah.
So they're bringing the party back.
Bringing the party back to where it belongs.
Yeah. And, you know, I was telling him, when I first joined this place in 1991, we broadcast from Salmonorama. Now,
sure.
I'm not from this area. I'm a New York City boy. And I said, Salmonorama? What the heck is that? And they said, it's a fishing contest, but there's a big party, a festival mm-hmm. involved. And I said, so what do I do? He said, well, we broadcast from there in a boat. I said, in a boat? In the water? He said, no, it's on land. It's right by that octagon building there, round
right.
building. So, you know, that's what we did. And we did it for every year. And I have a couple of pictures I shared with him. One is, I have it on my phone. I'll show you later. A very young rookie congressman was joining me for the night.
Okay.
Paul Ryan. Yeah, he just got started.
Okay.
And then I got a picture, and I can't explain it. But I showed it to him. Somebody sent it to me. They found it in their archives or whatever. And it's from the 90s. And there are five young women in there who were a calendar. They were some bar put out a calendar. And they're all surrounding me. It's the only time in my life I actually had five women surrounding me.
And you liked Salmonorama a lot more then, didn't you?
Well, and I can't explain it other than, you know, what was written on the bottom of the Polaroid. I said, I have no recollection of this. You'd think I'd remember something
sure.
like that, but I didn't. But we had such great times there during those parties. They had the kids with their little fishing
mm-hmm.
pond, and
yep.
they had the beer place set up there. It was run by, the Tuesday Optimists, ran
right.
it for years.
Yeah, They did.
Was it Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday? Which Optimist was it? Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday Optimist.
Tuesday Optimist, yeah.
And then they weren't
played T-ball for them at Douglas Park.
Then they got then they got too pessimistic, and they were an optimist.
They were so optimistic.
Yeah, so, but it's back with Salmon Unlimited running it, and he was real excited about it. I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, we're excited about it, too. The thing I didn't know, I didn't find this out till last year, that people fishing all the way up into Door County can register fish for Salmonorama. I didn't know that. I thought
it was
just kind of a...
He's got people from Australia.
Well, they catch... That are catching them in Australia? Or
No, they come in for it.
I didn't know that pretty much the full coastal waters of Lake Michigan can qualify for fish that they pull out. They can there's registration stations, I guess, in the various markets and can register them for the Salmonorama contest here in Racine. I didn't know that until last year.
But you know what the grand prize is? $50,000.
Yeah, $50,000, boats, and all kinds of
fun
stuff.
That would bring me up from Australia.
Yeah,
$50,000. We talked about the cheaters, and they have ways to prevent people from cheating. There was one I saw on Court Cam on TV. You ever watch that show? I love watching all these crime shows.
Oh, yeah. You and my wife.
It keeps me on the straight and narrow. I don't want to be on Dateline.
Yeah.
And what they did, these two guys would catch fish, and they put weights in the fish.
Yeah, fill them with sinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way they caught them was, the guy said, there's no way this fish could weigh this weight. No way. So they cut the fish open. They found, and these guys went to prison because that's robbery.
Money, yeah.
Yeah. When you try to steal $50,000 or whatever it was. So they wound up going to prison for that.
Yeah.
But he said there's other ways, and they're smart to it. They'll fill the fish with ice. And by the time, after the fish is weighed, the ice will melt, the water will run out of the fish. And they couldn't catch him, but they put ice in it. Just catch a fish.
Yeah.
Get it weighed.
I appreciate the tip there.
Well, that, we didn't talk about
how to steal $50,000.
Yeah, we really didn't talk much about that because you just want people to get ideas. But they're savvy. They know.
And sure.
And they never had a cheater here. So, and they put the fish on display. So that's Salmonorama. That's coming up. We used to have our bridal extravaganza there every year.
I was in on the very first bridal extravaganza.
And that was packed to the rafters. Now, one of our problems was we held it in January every year, right after Christmas.
Yeah. It was the coldest weekend in January.
Not only was it cold, but it also snowed.
Yeah.
And if it snowed, people don't like to go out in snow.
No.
But we found out one thing. Brides, young brides-to-be, will do anything to get to a bridal fair.
Yeah.
They will have to hire a plow truck in front of them to push the snow out of the way so they can get to... So it worked out. Now, getting us there... in the
it's
snow.
A different story.
Yeah, because I used to live in Brown Deer over about an hour away from there. And when it snowed, it wasn't that easy to get here. But we always packed that place
all weekend.
We actually, for two weekends, we did the bridal extravaganza. And we used to pack it with different businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was sold out. You couldn't get near the place.
Yeah.
And then the new owner came in and he said, I'm not doing that. He didn't want to be bothered with it.
No.
It is a big, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, there's a lot of logistics that go along with it. And then you're, of course, getting the booth space ready. And but then all the brides drag the moms and the bridesmaids and the mother-in-laws. So that's what it's all about.
Now, Memorial Hall's got a great history.
Sure.
Now, I mentioned we did our first broadcast from there in 1926 on December 6th. It was live orchestra. I didn't have records and skipping CDs or anything like that. And so we had a live orchestra on stage, and that's how we turned this radio station on the air, December 6th, 1926. And yes, the 100th anniversary is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Then at Memorial Hall, I'll show you some pictures. We had each one of our anniversaries. I'm not ignoring you, P. I'm looking at a giant clock here, so I'm not ignoring you. We had our anniversaries there. We had our 70th, 75th anniversaries there at Festival Hall, a Memorial Hall. And what we did was we brought food in all day. So we started at 5 a.m. with our broadcast, brought breakfast in, and it was their breakfast was there till 9, 9:30. And then at lunch, noontime, we continued the broadcast, and we brought all food in all day long, pizzas and whatever we can get. And at night, we brought dinner in for everybody. And so it was from 5 a.m. until like 9 o'clock at night. It was food all day long. The homeless people loved it. They came in, and we fed them. They're people, too. They're listeners. And, everybody can enjoy the food. And we had all people from the past in, and we did our complete broadcast from there at Memorial Hall, because that was the site. But there's some other great things that were brought there. Mark Eichhorst, who used to work here,
mm-hmm.
brought in an oldie show once with the Diamonds. You're younger people. You don't might remember that, but they had Little Darlin'. They had a few hits.
Yeah.
And so he brought the bands in. And we also brought in, they brought in the star of the movie A Christmas Story. The young kid who played...
Oh, Peter Billingsley?
No, he brought his brother in.
Okay.
He was the guy who fell down in the snow and couldn't get up. You know,
yeah.
They brought him in, and they had a showing of A Christmas Story
nice.
On stage.
Yeah.
So great things go on at these places, the car shows at Festival Hall.
Sure. I remember going to AWA wrestling shows.
Oh, really?
There in the early 70s, yeah, doing house shows there. And, of course, Pancake Day was there.
Yeah. And if you ever watch Pancake Day by the Kiwanis, they used to flip these pancakes, like, in the sky.
Yeah.
They used to go flying toward the ceiling, and they brought them down right on the grill. They had this round grill.
Yeah.
And it was really great.
Just the history of the building is amazing. You it's stepping back in time. You walk in that building and just think about all the people and the events that have come through there, and you know, some of the inscriptions on the wall, and of course remembrances of Racine County War Dad and things like that. So it's just really kind of a great Racine landmark.
So when was it? Do you know the history of it, when it was built and everything? I don't know the history of it. I know it was relatively new when I got here mm-hmm. in 1991.
You mean Festival Park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, relatively new.
1987, 88?
I think it opened. I think they started in 83.
Yeah, it was relatively new because they told me it was a Don Hudson car dealership
there.
Mm-hmm. When before Festival Hall was built. And Sam and Arama used to have this open lot, just mm-hmm. dirt, and they used to put it on there.
Yep.
And then Festival Hall was built. But Memorial Hall has been there since the early turn of the century in the 1900s.
Years. Yeah, coming up on 100 years, yeah.
Oh, they're coming up on 100 years, too.
Yeah.
So wow.
Veterans Day, we plan on a big 100th year celebration.
Yeah, they've got inscriptions all around the inside mm-hmm. of the building,
yep.
which is really great.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they mean, but they look like they're written in with Roman letters.
Well, the U's are V's.
Which, yeah, the V's.
I remember being a little kid, that doesn't sound out right.
Yeah, they're Roman letters.
They call Sesame Street about that one.
And what's really nice there, they have an upper deck, like the balcony. Where they have, you know, regular seating, and then you mm-hmm. can put as much seating as you want there. All right, in just a minute, we're going to talk about people, how they can rent the place, what people do there, rent it, what they use it for, how they can do it. Now, you guys are the new management team, so you're setting all your new programs and all your new rules and so forth. I'm going to talk to each one of you and get the lowdown on what you guys are up to over there at Memorial Hall and Festival Hall in Racine. They're really, when you think about it, they're just, you know, legendary here in this town, and not many people are able to use the Lake Michigan like we do here. We find more uses for that place.
Right.
All right, more coming up here. We've got our team from 5K, the new management team at Festival Hall and Memorial Hall we're talking to. For today, we've got some showers and thunderstorms possible with a high near 64 degrees. Tonight, becoming clear. Lows around 46, showers tomorrow. Highs near 55 right now. Cloudy and foggy. Where'd that fog come from? 51 degrees. At WRJ, and don't forget the Padres are in town to take on the Brewers at Family Field, American Family Field, 11:35 a.m. game time. That's right, a morning game start. But I guess so they can, well, out in San Diego, it's going to be like 8 o'clock, what is it, 10 o'clock in the morning, 11, 9 o'clock in the morning out there for the game. That's coming up today on WRJ and Hometown Radio Refresh, a Civic Media Station, 1400 a.m., 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. Talking about Festival Hall and Memorial Hall. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary at Memorial Hall. We have the 5K events team here to talk about it. Let's get some background on each one of you here. First of all, Patrick, give us some of your background.
Hello.
Patrick is the, I got it right here, don't say anything. You are the general manager of this whole project. So why don't you give us some background here?
Well, we started 5K events here in Racine back in 2010. Primarily focused on endurance events. Prior to that, I was a vice president of the world's largest event planning franchise called Plan Ahead Events.
Whoa.
Out of West Palm Beach, Florida. So we did a lot of corporate shows, expos, trade shows, weddings, things like that.
And one day you said to yourself, I can't take this sunshine and warmth anymore. I got to get someplace where it's below zero and snows. And, oh, look at this, Wisconsin.
Something like that. But lived here all my life. I worked for the company out of West Palm, but I've always lived here. So, and Festival Park is just something that I dreamed about taking over someday. So last 10 years, every time we came up for renewal, I would... send a note to the city, and this year or last year it finally came up.
Dreams do come true.
They, well, My nightmare, my wife would say.
And Kevin, you're a bit of a radio guy.
I am. I have a long history in radio in Southeast Wisconsin here, going back to the late 80s. Came here from Texas in 1988, married a girl from here, which that's how it starts. You follow a girl. But spent some time in this building for a while and then moved on to Milwaukee and... just recently came from some Milwaukee radio stations, but my connection to the park and the venues is I was on the Harborfest board of directors for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
I was the sponsorship director for 9 years and the marketing director for the last year of our event. And just have a great passion and a great connection to these venues. And when I had kind of seen through some very social media things that Patrick had made the pitch for to get the contract and was kind of following it and reached out, and it has worked so far the last 10 days. So.
Is that, 10 days.
I think the term comes, we're drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah, drinking from the fire hose.
Okay, well, that's great. And Stacy, you're executive director.
Yes.
And give us a little bit of your background. Put that mic in front of you. I can hear every word you have. I don't want to miss anything here.
Born and raised in Racine.
A local yokel.
Yes, okay. Love this place. I've been with 5K Events since 2018. I've been the event director there, and when the opportunity with Festival Park came up, I said, I'm all in, whatever I can do to be there. And here we are now.
Yeah.
So it is definitely busy, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Okay, so let's talk about you're refurbishing Memorial Hall, right? You said, okay, what needs to be done over there?
Well, as Patrick can tell you, it was left in a bit of a state, and so that's where the biggest effort has gone into, just kind of refurbishing, refinishing, cleaning,
filling holes in walls. Doors that were missing, polishing.
Now Stacy's in charge of that, right?
Yeah,
she does all the heavy lifting.
Yep. That's the executive director's job. Yeah,
anything exactly. Over 10 feet, we put her on that job.
Okay, so that's being done. Festival Hall though is in good shape, though, right?
That's in great shape.
Yeah.
It's been repainted, recarpeted. We're working on a concession room outside in the park. That's our next project to bring that up to par, so we can start using that for outdoor events.
Now let me the name of the actual grassy area behind there is what? It's called Rotary Park, right?
Paul P. Harris Rotary Park.
Okay, I'm going to get that straight because I was screwing up with when the gentleman from Salmon-O-Rama was here. I kept calling it Festival Park. He said, well, it's actually Rotary Park. When did that happen? Do you remember?
I don't remember the exact year, but
probably three or 4 years
ago.
But there hasn't been any events in the park. Actually, the city of Racine came to connect the water in the bathrooms a couple weeks ago, and they said they haven't connected them in 5 years.
Whoa!
So, yeah.
Okay, the 100th anniversary of Memorial Hall is coming up this fall.
Yeah.
We have the 100th anniversary coming up here in 2 years, so we're kind of related. So any big doings, any big planning, or are you thinking about some stuff now?
So we just met with Racine County Veterans last week. So we're talking about doing a whole weekend series of events. There's always a mass type thing on Memorial Day, but we're going to start it out with a 5K and then lead into other events throughout the weekend. But that's just came up last week.
Wow. So. And you get some returning events, too, big events that are coming back. And again, people need things to do. Get away from your cell phones and computers and
Absolutely.
Streaming services and get outside and enjoy life a little bit. What do we have coming up here?
Well, we're excited about Salmon-O-Rama. We talked about that. And probably the next big one, it won't happen until next year, but Harborfest is returning. Some of the gentlemen that had been involved in a sponsorship capacity with the former Harborfest, which ended in 2007, was the last year, are bringing it back July 4th and 5th of 2025. So definitely looking forward to that. Those things are moving along. Have had several meetings with them, and so that's moving along, and we're excited about that in and amongst other things. But that's probably the, in terms of excitement, things returning to the park, Salmon-O-Rama and Harborfest.
Now, Stacey, you probably grew up going to a lot of these events because you're from here.
Yes, I did. Missing a lot of that stuff, especially Harborfest. I loved all the music. everything that went on there. It's nice to know that it's coming back, and just the excitement behind it.
Bringing back all your childhood memories.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and they always talk about Milwaukee's always bragging about all their big events on their lakefronts and McKinley Marina up there, all the big, and Kenosha brags about theirs, but we got to start bragging about this stuff up here.
Yeah. That's right.
Because there's so much going on here, especially during the summer, but it's all year long. Okay, so we got to Harbor Fest. Now, Latin Fest, I was surprised because I never heard of that, but you said it's kind of a name change from what was here before.
Right. You said, the people that are organizing that are from Fiesta Mexicana that used to be down at Festival Park, and they came in and they decided that instead of just Mexican Fest, actually, the gentleman's wife is Puerto Rican, so they decided to call it Latin Fest instead.
Okay, so. And tell my wife. She's Panamanian.
There you go.
There you go. Well, her mother's Panamanian. I guess that makes her Panamanian.
That makes her, yeah.
Partial Panamanian.
And that'll be 2025 as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, and some new events are coming, of course. We want to talk about the new ones as well.
Yeah, what I'm excited about the Racine River Fest, and that's a collaboration of all the downtown businesses that reside along the Root River. So it will start at Festival Park in the morning with a Root River 5K, and then it'll lead into pancake breakfast at Festival Hall. And from there, we'll go to the Lakefront Artist Fair, which will be under the colonnades at Festival Park, or Rotary Park, if you want to call it that. From there, we go into the cardboard boat races.
Oh, yeah.
Over at Harbor Light Yacht Club.
That I could do.
Yep, we'll do dragon boat races on the river by Main Street Bridge. There'll be a Venetian night, and it'll all end with fireworks on the lakefront again. So, but all the businesses along the river will be involved one way or another, including all the yacht clubs. So.
That's great. That does sound like... See, cardboard boating. I could do that. I don't know if I do well dragon boating, but I could do the cardboard stuff. Okay, we've got the management team here at 5K Events talking about what's coming up at Festival Hall and Memorial Hall this summer and in the future. That's all straight ahead. More of it in just a moment here. Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. If you want to text a message to our guests, you can at 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445.
I graduated from college a little while ago. That was cool. People always ask you those questions, though. You know, I was like, Michael, what are you going to do after graduation? I was like, well, I'm pretty sure my parents are taking me out for dinner. After that, I have no idea. I was an English major. All that's helped me do is critique my rejection letters. Didn't want me to be an English major. When I first went down to school, he's like, Michael, if you make the right decisions in 10 years, people will be calling you Dr. Michael. I was like, Dad, I don't want to be a rapper. I don't have a job. My mom the other day was like, Michael, you don't have a job? Why don't you just work at McDonald's? I was like, because I don't want to lose my eligibility for their Monopoly game.
Like a heart that's oh so true.
97 at WRJN Radio, hometown radio for Fresno, a civic media station. We're talking to the folks at 5K Events. This is the new management team at Festival Hall and Memorial Hall, legendary in Racine. People who, you know, like Stacy grew up here. She knows all about it. It wasn't always here, but it's here now. And a lot of big events coming up this year and new events coming up, events that returned. And my guest, Patrick Flynn, who is the general manager of this 5K Events. Kevin McDougall, sales manager and executive director, Stacy Van Oost. I got that right,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did.
Van Oost. Van Oost.
Van Oost.
I see a little accent in there. All right, so let's talk about, we talked about some of the events that are returning and so forth. There are some new events coming in, and the Bell City Market. Now, that's not for sure yet.
That's something that we're working on.
Okay.
And it's similar to, if anybody's been to the Kenosha Harbor Market, you know, south of us here, we're looking to pattern it similarly to where we have, you know, Saturday morning, local retailers and craftspeople and artisans, you know, set up booths, and everybody come and shop and have a great Saturday morning, basically, at the festival park.
By the way, if you have any questions for our guest here, anything to do with Festival Hall, Memorial Hall events coming up and so forth, you can text me at 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. One more time, because people say I talk too fast. 262-300-7445. And Patrick, you should know this, being in sales, that you have to say things 10 times before people can
before
get it.
Connects it, yes.
Yep. So that's three.
That's three.
I got seven more to go.
Have a little hat. But, you know, as far as the Bell City Harbor Market, we're working on that. You know, watch the socials for it. We'll be soliciting for vendors. And so that's something we're excited about, and we think that it'll be a great use of the grounds and things that had a similar thing had happened, you know, years ago. And so we want to bring those things back and give more people a reason to come downtown and stay in Racine.
How did you find out about this at 5K Events? What's a 5K event? Sounds like a running thing, 5K.
It is, primarily endurance events. So a lot of five, like Lighthouse Run. We did Chocolate Fest for the last probably 10 years.
Burlington?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now we call it the Kringle Crush because they no longer do the chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
Nestle.
When did that stop? Probably.
Nestle's not there anymore?
Well, it's there. They don't really support it anymore.
But they don't use the Chocolate City USA. They don't use that term anymore. So they wanted to get away from that. And so,
well, let me make note. I'm switching over to Hershey's. Hold on a second.
No.
Yeah, I think Hershey was, hey, you know, we're the Chocolate City. Not.
Oh, yeah, I was there. Hershey, Pennsylvania. Yeah. When I was a kid, yeah, mom and dad took me.
That was quite a kerfuffle between the two for a while there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Nestle's were the 5-cent bars, and Hershey's were the Hershey's were the ones you could break apart, or was that Nestle's? You could break them into pieces.
I think they both do that.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, if you watch the Foods That Made America, especially the one about Hershey, is really interesting how that came about. And so
you're bringing the proms back, because we my wife and I always watch the proms on TV, and these kids who are,
yeah,
I mean, I remember my prom. I got a tuxedo, and my date,
sure,
got a prom dress.
Yeah.
They all kind of looked the same.
Yeah.
Because all the prom dresses were the same, all the tuxedos were the same.
Sure.
But now they really stand out, some of these kids.
Yeah, they really do. It's something that we're targeting, something that we're efforting to bring back. We're beginning some preliminary discussions with the Rotary here in the coming days, and they are the sponsors. You know, the Racine Rotary sponsors that, and it's out at the Racine County Fairgrounds now.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it hasn't been at Festival Park for
probably 3 years. Yeah. I think COVID, they left and went to Union Grove.
But why, there was no COVID out in Union Grove?
Larger following
space.
Year.
So. What was that?
It's a larger space.
They okay. Could,
it was COVID that they started looking, and then I think the next year the city was talking about building a convention center, so they weren't sure that Festival Hall would even exist the following year.
Oh, really?
So then Rotary went out to Union Grove and expanded their base of schools that came down to it. But at the end of the day, the Racine schools want the Racine prom back downtown. And that is one event that's on our hit list that people have really a strong desire to bring back downtown. Mm-hmm. So Harbor Fest was number one, Salmonorama, then we had then prom. So,
Well, that
might be a little bit difficult to get down there. I think they've established themselves pretty well in Union Grove. The other one is Italian Fest. you know, with, you know, hosting that at Roma Lodge, that's going to be a real difficult one to get over, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I just saw The Godfather last week at the movies. Yeah. And now we get make an offer they can't refuse.
Well, I'm not Italian. I'm a Scotsman, so I don't.
I saw how Marlon Brando got it then with Luca Brasi.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so but, you know, I don't know if you guys remember where your proms were. Mine was at the World's Fair in New York.
Oh wow!
Which is some of the buildings are still there, and one was that big T, the transportation building in Queens. So we had ours in Queens at the transportation building. And you could feel the building moving when we were dancing because it's got to get a little. And you can feel this thing move. And I'm sitting there at the table watching the water levels.
Oh, wow.
And I'm supposed to be having a good time. And I'm saying, you know, the building's moving? And they say, come on, get up and dance. I said, but look at the water. The water level's going up and down.
Have some more punch, Don.
I think prom?
That never happened.
Prom is a problem for us because the exposure to Festival Park and Memorial Hall for the younger generation has always been prom. Mm-hmm. And now there's a whole generation of kids that have never been exposed to the park. And a lot of kids don't even know what the purpose of those buildings are because they haven't been active.
So. Just tell them it doesn't move when they dance.
Yeah.
I
mean,
that it definitely doesn't move.
No. So prom you're working on, roller derby.
Roller derby, yeah, the Racine or the Root River Rollers. That's right.
Yeah,
Root River Rollers. So we met with them yesterday. So we've got an event coming up with them in June, and a few others throughout the year. So, and that's a lot of fun. If you've never been, it's at Memorial Hall, in the auditorium, and it's a dedicated group of ladies who love roller derby.
That would be Memorial Hall.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Oh wow! You know, I went to the roller derby a few times on Long Island as. Somebody dragged me to go see them.
Yeah.
It's exciting. A lot of people throwing each other over the railing, pounding on each other, kicking and throwing them. And oh, wow. So the Bay City Bombers there.
Sure. Raquel Welch did a movie called...
Kansas City Bomber.
Pray for the Kansas City Bomber.
Yeah, I have that on DVD, the Kansas City Bombers.
I bet you do.
People beating up Raquel Welch.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, you've also got the Passion Project. What is that?
That one I don't have a lot of information on, but that's something through Racine Unified that they're bringing in.
Okay. So. And, of course, the Racine Symphony. Mm-hmm.
They were just there last week. That was phenomenal.
Now, I'll tell you something about the Racine Symphony. It was at Festival Hall, and they brought in people from the sister city we have in France. They were there. And I don't host that, but the guy who normally did couldn't make it, so they said, can you fill in as the MC that night? Mm-hmm. So I had a tuxedo, and I got over there, and I did it. That was the night I proposed to my wife.
Oh, okay.
What we did was I said, listen, I got the rock. Uh-huh. We're going to do it. Can we do it on stage? And the lead, I forget who the conductor was, said to the orchestra, at intermission, don't leave the stage. Stay right here. Don't get up. And I announced the intermission, and then I pulled open the thing, got on one knee, I called her up. She was shivering and shaking because she didn't know it was coming that night.
Yeah.
But thank goodness she was dressed to the nines.
Way and to put her on stage.
Yeah.
And I was in a tuxedo, and I can see her hand shivering.
Oh.
What's really good is she said yes. What if she would have said, let me think about it.
Yeah.
That's horrible. But she said yes, awesome. And then she got off, and all the women started, let me see the ring. Thank goodness it wasn't that bit, you know, cheap. So we proposed on stage in front of everybody at Festival Hall during the symphony concert.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You can do it again on August 24th. So,
mean a redo. I'm still married to the same lady.
Yeah.
I was seven. Well, married. It's going to be 18 years. So about a little over 18 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Good for you guys.
And you went. Oh, that's what all the women did when I was. Yeah. All the women.
It's so sweet. That is so sweet.
Well, she was there when I bought the ring. She picked out the ring.
Yeah.
So it's not like she didn't know. It was coming that night.
Yeah.
That was the big shocker for her. But it was kind of. She said, "Well, nobody's leaving the stage." Something funny is going on.
I'm coming up, but they're not going down.
Soberfest, what is that?
So that's a unique event. We had a gentleman come visit us, and he told us there's a large population of people that suffer from alcohol, and they want to come out and see festivals, and they wanted to go to bands, but all these events have alcohol involved in it. And so he created an event without the alcohol. And so we're excited to have him on board. His name is Jason
Seifert.
So, and he's been volunteering at Festival Hall, and he has been, he's been our superhero in bringing that thing back to life.
Well, that's good, because I don't drink. I don't drink because I don't like the taste of alcohol. I mean, I could, you know, if I'm at a social thing, I'll get a drink. But I've never had a beer in my life because I don't like the taste of it. I took a sip once, and I said, whoa, what are people seeing this that I don't see? Yeah. Am I missing something? So I just never had it. Yeah. So I'm the perfect guy. Well, and I don't drink soda either.
Okay.
So I don't know what I would drink. You got water?
We'll introduce you to mocktails.
Yeah. Well, I drink this stuff, this ice water. That's all I drink. I used to drink 4 Diet Pepsis a day here when I first worked here. I used to have 4 bottles, and I drank 4 bottles. My wife said, you know, that's kind of a lot of diet soda, which is basically all chemicals you're drinking.
Yeah.
And maybe you should cut back. So I just stopped. I stopped all soda that day, and I said, here's my last one, my last sip. I threw it out, and that was the end of that. That was about 8 years ago.
Okay. Oh, wow.
But it limits what you can drink when you go out with people because, you know, you don't want to seem like a wet blanket. Everybody's having a nice cocktail, a martini. Uh-huh. I'll have a glass of water, please. Could you put ice in that water?
Put a twist in it so it looks like a cocktail.
Yeah, I didn't even like the twist in it. That's the problem. I'm a real boring person to go out with because I don't drink. All right, before we take the break here, let's talk about Oktoberfest. That's a big one.
That's a big one. That'll be an in-house event. So we'll bring in crafters again and a beer garden and music. So that we're creating in-house. And if we can turn it over to a nonprofit that wants to take it over, we'll do that. But we're going to make that one happen here.
All right. Got a lot of things going on. We have more to talk about with the folks at 5K Events. They're the new managers over at Festival Hall and Festival Park. Festival Hall, Festival and Memorial Hall.
There you go.
I'm going to get all these straight. If you have a question for our guest, you can text us 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. It's 749 WRJN Radio, our hometown radio refreshed. The Civic Media Station. Stay right where you are. Don't worry. CDs aren't what they used to be. That's the problem. Hold on. Let me just make sure this one never plays again. Crack. My guests are from 5K Events. They are the new management team handling Festival Hall, Memorial Hall, Festival Park, Rotary Park. Am I missing any names there?
Nope. You did it.
You got it covered.
Let's talk about the grand opening, May 17th through the 18th coming up. Now, what's that involve?
Well, we're inviting everyone from the city down to, and outside the city, down to the park to see everything that we're doing. And May 17th and 18th, we're going to have a beer garden and music and just a party to get reacquainted with the park and just kind of get a feel for everything that's coming and just a reintroduction and meet us and maybe, you know.
Giant pretzels?
Yeah. Lots of beer.
Pretzels and peanuts. And beer,
music.
I just wish I drank beer because it just looks like a lot of fun when people are drinking beer. And I'm out there with my little lemonade. Are you having fun? Yeah, I'm having fun. I got a lemonade right here. Lots of fun.
We have some zero beers you can have.
I don't like the taste of beer. That's the problem. Yeah. And my wife doesn't drink beer either.
Okay.
So we're kind of a no fun couple.
Yeah, I'm not a big beer drinker. I like my brown liquors. I'm a bourbon and scotch guy.
I'll tell you one thing I learned to love when I came here, because when I lived in Georgia, they don't have brats. And I remember driving up on the interstate, a company I worked for in Milwaukee, and I saw this place called B-R-A-T Stop. And I said, oh, the Brat Stop. Must be like where kids go. You bring your kids, the Brat Stop. Yeah. So I was telling the guy at the radio station, I passed this place called the Brat Stop. He said, that's Brat. I said, what's Brat? He goes, Bratwurst. I said, what is it? It is my favorite food now.
Yeah.
I barbecue it at my house and grill it all the time. But I never heard of it before. And you'd be surprised how many people outside Wisconsin never heard of it or never had one.
Yeah,
I mean, I never heard of tailgating before till I moved to Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
I mean, at Shea Stadium, Yankee Stadium, there's no tailgating.
Well, there's no parking lots either.
Well, there's parking, but you run for your lives and get into the stadium. There was nothing like that.
Yeah.
And tailgating, brats, and so whenever I go, and cheese curds.
Yeah.
People have no idea. Curds? That sounds disgusting. Well, have you tried them? And the older the oil they cook them in, the better they taste.
Oh, yeah.
You got to use this, like, it's been used for 3 years. We haven't changed the oil. I said, oh, they had so much flavor to those
cheese
spirits.
Yeah, you know, they got to taste like fish and jalapeno poppers to, you know, really get the...
And you guys have plenty of parking down there. That's the good part about it.
We
that
do.
Is a good thing.
We do.
Because it's, you know, if you go into a place which doesn't have any parking, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
So that's great. So let's do a quick review here. 5K events and... coming up is the big grand opening. What am I missing? Did I miss anything yet I'm supposed to be talking about?
Well, for folks that want to see all the events that are coming, go to festivalpark.com.
Ah, okay, hold on.
They can see the complete list of events. They can, you know, reach out to us to book an event, to, you know, come on down for a tour, and we'll do a little discovery meeting and see what their needs are and try and fit them with the correct venue and the correct rooms and depending upon their party size and get them sorted out that way so they can reach out to us to book their event at festivalpark.com.
You know, my wife and I, for our anniversary, booked a movie theater.
Oh.
One of the Marcus theaters, we had, you know, a small bunch of people, maybe about, you know, 12, 14 people come in. And we said, let's book a theater. And we, the movie they were showing, we could pick any movie we wanted, mm-hmm. but they said opening next week is Two Tickets to Paradise or something like that, Ticket to Paradise with George Clooney. And I said, it's perfect. They said, well, we can show it in advance if you want to use that movie.
Wow.
And for $300, we had all the, we could bring out our own cakes.
Yeah.
They all got popcorn and stuff. It was a great way to celebrate when you have a party, and you can mm-hmm. have parties there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
You know, more than 12 people, but, you know, you could do it.
We can actually go. I mean, we're doing Indian Trail Prom next weekend. That's 700 people sitting
Whoa.
Down at the tables, so that's right inside Festival Hall. So
that's nice.
And Memorial Hall can handle 1,250 sitting down just in the auditorium and the balcony. So they're big venues.
So let me a quick review here on something. Now, do you... do the catering, or some you can bring in your own catering? How does that work?
We don't do the catering.
You have recommendations?
We do. And prior to us coming in, it was one caterer that pretty much had the exclusive rights to the facility. And our vision was, hey, this building was created and built by the citizens making donations to the community. It belongs to the community. So we've opened it up to all caterers in the community. So... more likely we'll have a list of people we don't think you should do catering with than but otherwise it's open to everybody. So,
well, that's great. Now, how do people, if they want to book Festival Hall or Memorial Hall, you give them a tour first so you can see the facility and
Correct.
See if it meets their needs. And like when we did the bridal extravaganza, that was huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
right.
We had a lot of planning with that. And the people at that time, Jerry Lopez, who was the maintenance guy there, he's now works for our company. And he just made sure everything was the way we wanted it when we got there.
Sure.
And it was and we did it for several years. It was so good, mm-hmm. so big.
Yeah,
he was one of my first calls trying to get him back to
Jerry Lopez. What a great guy.
I couldn't get him back, so he's dedicated to you guys.
Yeah. He worked for us at Harborfest all those years, too.
I hate to keep quoting The Godfather, but as soon as I get out, they keep pulling me back in. That's the way it worked.
Yep.
Okay, so if they want to contact you, do they do it through the website, or they...
The website's the best way.
Secret phone number,
There is a secret.
Dakota ring.
Yeah. Flares we send out there.
The Bat phone signal. Number to the hall is 636-9229.
636-9229.
But the best way is through the site. There's a, we call Book a Discovery Day or Book a Tour, and they can schedule it right online.
Just want to make sure nobody had a question for you. Okay, because I don't want to skip them because then they get angry at me. And they say that whole thing's a farce because you don't answer my questions. Well, this is great. The new management team, 5K events, you just took over when? Just recently.
March 6th.
March 6th. So you still didn't get your feet wet in this whole thing,
yeah.
Matt.
Well, I'll tell you, we booked more.
But you have enough experience. Yeah.
Right. And we booked more in events and revenue in the first 3 weeks than the prior management did all last year.
I don't know who they were, but I know there weren't a lot of events there.
No.
Because we would have known about it.
Yeah. They were from Iowa, so they weren't a local company.
Iowa?
Iowa. Mm-hmm. Ames, Iowa. So.
Iowa, like the music man. Iowa. Well, okay, that's great. Let me run over your management team there. Patrick Flynn, who is the general manager of 5K Events. The sales director is Kevin McDougall, and Stacey Van Oost is the executive director, and they are the people running your... Festival Hall, because the city owns it.
Correct.
It's still owned by the taxpayers. The city owns it. It's your Festival Hall. They're just managing it for you. And again, their website, just so you know, is festivalpark.com. Real easy to remember. festivalpark.com. Much easier than that phone number I gave you for texting. Festivalpark.com, festivalpark.com. Check it out. If you have any questions, if you want to rent it for a big event coming up, we'll let you know the available dates and let you know what's involved, the costs and everything like that. But there's plenty of parking. And if you got a wedding, you guys do weddings too, right?
Yeah.
I know a couple of people got married there at Festival Hall. They still talk
weddings,
about it.
Weddings, quinceañeras. Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Don.
And this will be podcast wherever you get your podcast around 10 o'clock this morning. Wherever you get your podcast, check it out if you missed anything, right? WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio, refreshed, a Civic Media station.